As we know, yesterday, the president got very emotional. We carried some of this live yesterday as he spoke from the Oval Office, announcing executive action on the gun issue, which is a very emotional and divisive issue in America. And it has been for, you know, for our whole history, really. This is some of what the president had to say while talking about Sandy Hook Elementary.
First graders in Newtown. First graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
Joining us right now to talk about this is the co-chair of Women Against Gun Violence. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show, Holly Dexter. Holly, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you? I'm feeling great, actually.
Okay. Tell me what you heard yesterday that makes you excited.
Well, I think the most, what excites me the most is the fact that we're having a national conversation about this finally. And for those of us that are activists for safer gun laws, I mean, we've been screaming at the top of our lungs since Sandy Hook, and it's almost as if nobody in Congress could hear us. Not even the president was hearing us, it felt like. And yesterday confirmed that we are finally being heard and that it's opening a whole dialogue.
Holly, what would you, if you were king or if you were queen, and you could, through divine right, just wave your hand and remake America, what would you like to say?
Well, what a great question. What I would like to see is that I don't have any problem with people having guns if they're hunters or it's part of their culture or somebody perhaps wants to keep a gun for personal protection. That's their right. What I would like to see is background checks on every single gun sale, which we don't currently have. I mean, currently 40% of people are buying guns either online or at gun shows without a background check.
Well, hang on one second. I got to jump. Let me jump in real quick because it's my understanding that if you buy a gun online, any online gun purchase, there is a background check. You have to fill out an application, and the gun that you purchase is not shipped to you directly. It's shipped to a licensed gun dealer, which is where you pick it up and the background check is completed.
That's if you do it the right way. But so many people are selling guns on armslist.com. They're selling guns on Facebook. And what they do is they connect. They say, I have this gun for sale. And then they get together in person privately, and they sell it without a background check.
Got it. Okay.
So it's kind of like a personal ads thing, and it's rampant. And also, ammunition is being sold online without background checks, and that's very disturbing. And the Aurora shooter got all of his ammunition online without any, he didn't even have to say who he was or that he was of age or anything. And he bought, you know, enough to, for a military, you know? So anyways, if I were queen, which I would love that, I would love to see, assault weapons off of the streets. I don't mind, like I said, people having a gun for personal protection, but who needs an AR-15 to go hunting deer? And if you do, you're a terrible shot, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, I got it. The question is, of course, every time the president, or for that matter, anybody, makes any serious noise about gun legislation, we apparently run out and we buy more guns. This year has been the all-time record year for gun sales in America. And while this is often presented by, just for the record, I wish that we lived in a society where there were no guns at all. I really do, but we don't. And
right.
And what we're getting is more and more and more guns, as a matter of fact.
Right.
So with that said, what we're doing is clearly the country doesn't trust the government, and the country doesn't trust, clearly doesn't trust this president specifically, because every time, and it's not just a partisan issue. I mean, this is, I think, always been one of the political problems. This is presented as a left-right issue, but there are so many millions of Democrats who are gun owners who might, support rhetorically, they might support the gun issue, but privately they own weapons.
Right. And I don't think anybody is having an issue with people owning weapons. It's getting weapons out of the hands of the wrong people. And also, I wanted to say what you were saying about so many people going out and buying guns. I think the amount of households that own guns is like under 30% or around 30%. And so it's not as high as it used to be. But what's happening is those people are creating arsenals. And that's also disconcerting to me, that there are fewer households with guns, but they have a lot more of them. So that freaks me out a little bit.
We're talking with Holly Dexter, who's the co-chair of Women Against Gun Violence. Their website is wagv.org. Holly, what do you think happened? In my lifetime, when I was a kid, you could buy guns through the Sears catalog or Montgomery Ward, or, you know, I lived just outside New York City, but if you went into rural areas, virtually every, you know, Terry Ray Elmer, my co-host, a news anchor, lived in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, where you go to the general store and you could buy shotgun shells and guns. And
yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much whatever you wanted. And we did not have the madness that we have witnessed. I mean, you would have problems, but you wouldn't have anything like the madness that we see today. What changed?
Right. Well, I think one of the things that's changed is this fear factor, and fear is being used as a tool to sell guns. And for instance, just yesterday, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Ted Cruz's campaign put out, you know, an email with Obama dressed in military gear, and it says, "Obama wants your gun."
Yeah, I know. I saw that. But I guess my question isn't so much about the gun sales as the way people. Why we're having so many Auroras, and why we're having so many Sandy Hooks, and why we're having so many Virginia Techs, and why we're having so many fill in the blanks.
Well, one thing is that, and the FBI has talked about this, the notoriety that people are getting through the media. They become a household name when they're a mass shooter, and there are many copycats that are, you know, there are so many of the current day mass shooters that studied the Columbine killers, and you know, mapped out, I mean, like had stuff on their computers about, you know, the details of the Columbine shooting. And then they wanted to become, I guess, sort of infamous. And so we also support a no notoriety policy. There's a movement called No Notoriety, and they're trying to.
Well, you wouldn't name the shooter?
Right. Don't name the shooter. We're asking the media not to name him, not to show photos of him. You know, so that it doesn't inspire copycat killers. And the FBI also has a campaign called the Don't Name Them campaign. So, I mean, that also, the way that things are presented in the media, it's glorifying these people. And so, I mean, that's part of the problem, too. I mean, who really knows the complete problem? It's very complex.
Well, it is. I mean, I've reached the very unsatisfying conclusion that it's all of the above.
Right, right.
I mean, and
yeah.
Nobody likes that, but I see no way around it. It is a mental illness. It is Hollywood, you know, the Quentin Tarantinos of the world who make sexualized violence gratuitously. It's bad parenting. It's drugs. It's everything, you know, and that's what makes it such an intractable problem. Thanks for coming on. Let's appreciate it. WAGV.org is the website, Women Against Gun Violence.